A three-judge panel on a Washington, D.C. federal appeals court handed down a unanimous ruling on April 6th, which said that the Federal Communications Commission does not have the power to enforce net neutrality, which provides Internet users equal access to all of its content. The case revolved around cable TV giant Comcast's assertion that it had the right to slow down Internet customers' access to a file-sharing service called BitTorrent. Critics say the court decision can be traced back to FCC efforts over recent years to deregulate the nation's communications networks. Their actions under President George W. Bush created a set of rules that prevents the agency from acting to protect consumers and expand access to broadband Internet services. FCC Chairman Julius Genachowski, a strong supporter of net neutrality, has pledged to find the legal authority to protect consumers and said the FCC remained, quote, firmly committed to promoting an open Internet. The court decision is seen by many observers as creating an obstacle for President Obama's campaign promise to boost Americans' access to high-speed Internet. Between the Lines, Scott Harris spoke with Craig Aaron, Senior Program Director with the media democracy group Free Press. He explains the importance of this court decision for Internet users and content providers and the most effective way the FCC can fulfill its commitment to preserve Internet freedom and a level playing field for all of its users.
Well, this is a monumental decision, you know, if it goes unchallenged. You know, essentially the result of the court's decision is that the FCC would be really unable to protect Internet users. It would really put in jeopardy the fundamental issue of net neutrality, which is the principle that really protects the open Internet, make sure that when you go online, you can go wherever you want, do whatever you want, download whatever you want, and it's not up to your phone or cable company which websites work and which don't. The case in question that actually sparked this decision was originally started because of a complaint filed by Free Press involving Comcast blocking lawful file sharing applications without secretly blocking. They weren't telling people what they were doing, going in and interfering with Internet traffic. And, you know, perhaps most ominously, you know, this really threatens the ambitious goals of the National Broadband Plan just unveiled by the FCC, a flawed but important document with the goal of making universal affordable Internet access a reality in this country if this decision goes unchallenged. You know, it could be a situation where they would be actually unable to carry out this ruling. Now, there is a silver lining here and a couple of important distinctions. One is that, you know, this is really a decision based on some complex legal arguments. The court didn't actually rule that what Comcast was doing was okay or that they should be allowed to block the Internet. What they ruled is that the way the FCC was applying its authority or that its jurisdiction didn't apply here. And sort of the irony of this story is that that's the FCC's own fault, because back in starting in 2002 and in a series of decisions that culminated in 2005, the FCC essentially relinquished the authority they had. So they used to regulate the Internet under a certain part of the Communications Act. They changed the way that was done at the urging of the cable companies and later the phone companies, and essentially gave away their own authority. So that's really what started this whole mess. As I assume we'll talk about in a second, also perhaps the path away and back out from this really unfortunate decision.
Now, just to put it in layman's terms, I think maybe you've described it in a way that it was very easily understood. What some of these folks want to do is create a super highway for content providers who could pay and a dirt road for the rest of us. And,
well, that's right. You know, if you think about the information super highway, and, you know, we can all go certain speeds, and if you're controlling how fast you go, that is the user, that's great, and I don't have a problem with that. The problem with what the biggest phone and cable companies are proposing is that they really are proposing to build that divided highway with a fast lane for a few big companies and their own products and services, you know, where if you pay a toll, you can ride, you being a big company, not necessarily an individual. But for everybody else, all of the content that they're not interested in having a piece of or that isn't up for sale like that, you know, they would really be stuck on the cyber equivalent of a winding dirt road.
Craig, what are the options now for the Federal Communications Commission and Congress to do what they can to ensure that net neutrality will survive this court decision?
Well, they basically have three options. So this was a case Comcast sued the FCC, and so their first option, if they wanted to choose it, would be they could appeal the decision. I think that's somewhat unlikely, partly because it was a particularly blistering decision. The other thing that they could do is they could go to Congress and ask for Congress to pass a law or a bill that would clearly establish their authority to regulate the Internet in the way that they wanted to do in this case. And that is an option, and you know, there's actually going to be a hearing in the Senate on Wednesday. I think we'll hear a lot of talk about that. But the best option for me is the simplest option, and that is for the Federal Communications Commission themselves to go back and say, you know what, the bad decisions that were made by the previous administration during the Bush years that changed the way we regulate the Internet, that changed the rules of the game, that was a mistake. And it clearly created a situation that we never intended. The FCC needs to be able to protect consumers online. And they can actually go back and what is called reclassify broadband under what's known as Title II of the Communications Act, which is for telecommunications services. So that's where the Internet always used to be. It's only been in the last few years that we changed it, and the FCC actually has it in their power to set things right, to reclassify broadband, and begin making rules with much clearer authority. You know, the only real question is here is the political will there to do it. It's sort of the gumption there from the new FCC chairman, you know, after this court decision to really say, okay, well, clearly that was the wrong way to do it. Let's go back and set things straight.
That was Craig Aaron, Senior Program Director with the Media Democracy Group, Free Press. Contact Free Press by calling toll-free at 877-888-1533 or visit their website at freepress.net.